Cod?
Hello, everybody. Cod? Welcome to the podcast. The Call Comes Naturally. As always, I'm going to start off, have you guys help us out a little bit. First, go to our Facebook page, like and share our Facebook page. Then, head on over to Twitter, follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
At Comes Natural Pod.
Absolutely. And then, most importantly, go to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast so you get it automatically when it becomes available every Friday without having to do anything. Cody, what's our motherfucking name?
Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
Hi, I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode, everybody. Welcome back, Mike.
Hey.
Yeah, his replacement last week didn't last, so.
No. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
How's everyone doing?
All right, even though it's weird.
Good. A little hungry.
Yeah, you are.
Actually, I'm a little hungry as well.
A little hungry. Kind of tired.
I'm a lot of hungry.
But I'm good.
Yeah, you are. So what's happening, everybody?
It's exciting times.
Exciting times.
It's exciting times, guys.
I guess.
Because you know what comes out this week, right?
Actually, before we get into that, I have a question.
No.
About wrestling.
Yeah.
So we are going to go see NXT on Thursday.
Thursday night.
They record new episodes on Wednesdays.
Right.
So
they do TV tapings at a Full Sail University.
Gotcha.
And they usually tape 4 episodes.
In one night, right?
In one night.
Yeah, I noticed that because the crowd is exactly the same. Yeah. Like,
they'll move them around?
Yeah, they'll move. Like, there's this one, we'll say, stout young lady. And she was like, I was like, I think this bitch is stealing people's seats. Because I watched, basically.
Especially when you like binge through like 3 or 4 episodes in a row. And you're like, and I was like, oh, okay.
What was really funny to me was the goodbye sequence for Sasuke Nakamura.
Sensuke
Nakamura. And there's this girl they kept going back to. It was crying.
Yeah.
And I was like, did they not find anyone else emotional? Because they kept, like, 3 times on this one.
Well, the crowd's like, what is it, like 800 people in that building?
No, there was a lot, yeah.
I mean, well, it's not.
It wasn't like takedown
big,
but yeah.
Yeah, because it's a pretty small one, so probably not a lot of criers. Because it's not like he's retiring.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like NXT. He's just leaving that building, basically.
So
I
could, you know, bring him out back and just shoot him. Yeah, done.
Because like when wrestlers have to do their like retirement speeches, there's been a few of the last few years, like Daniel Bryan's. Was real emotional because that one was because of injury. Edge a few years ago because of injury. Like, you see those ones, like, everybody in the crowd is crying. When Shinsuke is just saying, like, oh, I'm going to be on SmackDown now. You can watch me on TV on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. Yeah. There's no real reason to cry, I don't think.
Ridiculous. The other thing, too, is do we know who's going to be at
RK? I have no fucking clue. I've been trying to look up information. Can't find anything on the card.
Interesting. Yeah. I was gonna wonder because, like, if they record 4 episodes on Wednesday, the one we're going to is Thursday, and we're not near. Are we really near a Full Sail?
No,
right? Because like
Full Sail's in Florida.
It's the only one in Florida. Like, yeah. Is that the one? Okay, so
it's the only place they do their TV out of, unless they have a big special event.
Yeah,
but their TV, I think they're in the middle. So I think next week they go back and take the new ones because they're doing a UK tour next week.
Yeah, I saw that as part of the ads during.
So I don't know. If I had to guess, obviously Bobby Roode and Asuka will be there because the champs will always tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'm guessing Team DIY is probably going to be there. And Cassius Ohno and Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre is a fucking beast, by the way.
He's a monster, dude.
Jesus Christ, that gentleman is huge.
Yeah.
It's funny because you saw on during the takedown when they saw him in the crowd.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, in the crowd. The next day, it's in the news that, or it's on ESPN.com that he
signed.
Yeah. With NXT. But his first match is like the guy comes out, and I can't remember the guy's name. It's some skinny, bald, white guy. And I was like, oh, like, he got sort of an intro. Like, this guy's not that popular. But I was like, who's he fighting? And then, like, Drew McIntyre was like, oh, so that guy's losing, obviously. And he put up a good fight.
Uh-huh.
But Drew's a fucking monster.
Really?
He's so big. He's 6'4"?
I think he's
6'3", 6'4"?
Like, nah, he's a little bit taller than that. Let me see.
Yeah, and he's like 270 pounds, and he's fucking massive.
Damn.
Dude, I was like, Jesus. He walks up, and he's like, his nipples are above the top rope. And I was like, holy shit, this guy's fucking big. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But the my favorite person to watch right now in NXT, and I've only started watching it, so it's hard to like say like my overall favorite. But so far is Aleister Black.
Okay.
Because he's a monster as well, and he's like his finisher called Black Mass is a spinning heel kick, but like he always nails him right in the chin. And I'm like, all right, I know it's wrestling.
He's billed at 6'5", 254.
Yeah. He's fucking massive, guy. Dude. Yeah. He's so big.
Damn.
Yeah, and he's towers over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not afraid, like a big guy, he's not afraid to get on top rope and jump.
What's awesome. Funny is he was with the WWE on the main roster a while ago.
Yeah.
And he was, he got like a really big push right off the bat. Like Vince McMahon brought him out personally and stuff.
Oh,
cool. And he was doing great. He had a bunch of great matches. He was the Intercontinental champ for a while. And then it's like they just kind of like, which happens sometimes with wrestling, it's the most frustrating thing about like being a WWE fan is like sometimes these guys that are really, really good, they just get nothing to do on TV and like they just kind of go away. And that's what happened to him. He just kind of went away. And so he asked for his release 2 years ago. Yeah, 2 years ago. Asked for to be let out of his contract, and they're like, all right, let him out of his contract. And so he did some stuff with TNA. He was the champ over there, so he'd stayed on TV in America a little bit. He went to Japan. He's from Scotland, so yeah. He went back overseas and wrestled, and has just been tearing it up and kind of reinvented his whole character and everything. Mm-hmm. And so like how you see him now is very different from how he was presenting himself before. But it's so much better because, like, you get a feel of now what he can do athletically for being that 6'5", 250 plus. He can go to the top rope, yeah. And he could do things that other 250 guys like can't fucking do. Full-on
jumps from the top rope.
Damn. Yeah.
Like, across the ring type. Yeah.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. And he's not afraid to dive out the ring either. Like,
yeah, no. He's crazy.
Yeah. Dude, because the match he just had last Wednesday's match, the 26th.
Yeah.
He's going against, what's that dude's name?
Andre Cien.
Yeah, Andre Cien. Mm-hmm. And he, like, Andre Cien does this thing where, like, someone will fling him against the ropes and he grabs and he does this, like, little hammock thing where he hangs out in the middle rope. And he's, like, being all cocky and just Drew comes up and kicks him right in his face.
Yeah. Nice.
It was pretty
and then
great.
So he throws, so Drew goes out of the ring, grabs him, throws him back in. He hits him one more time, then Cien, like, dives under the rope again to get out and just Drew goes right after him. Yeah, I was nice. Like, okay, well, fair all enough. Right.
Yeah.
He's a big guy for doing what he does. Last question about wrestling, Michael.
Yes.
Did you watch the Payback pay-per-view yet?
Yes.
How was it?
Not great.
No?
Nah.
Because a lot of it was rematches from
Mania.
I
yeah,
noticed.
Or different forms. It, Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho had a real good match. I would say a little bit better than their Mania match. So that one was fun, and then it was just like real forgettable. Like,
yeah. How was yeah. the first House of Horrors match?
It was odd.
Yeah,
it wasn't very good.
What about the Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman?
It's weird because he's fighting Roman, so you have Strowman and Roman, and then there's a Braun thrown in there, and you're like, that match was weird because, a couple weeks ago on TV, Strowman beat the shit out of Roman Reigns really, really bad. And he's been off TV ever since. So they're selling the injuries that they attacked him backstage and, like, fucked him up and, like, threw him off of a loading dock while he's on a stretcher and beat him up and then flipped an ambulance over.
What?
Okay. Yeah, it's wrestling. It's possible.
Okay.
So he's been off TV for a couple weeks, and so he comes back, and they're still selling the injuries, so he's, like, still taped up and stuff. So the match was not, like, great, but it was, like, very, like, physical, like, very hard-hitting because these two are two pretty tough dudes, so they're, like, really laying it in and beating the shit out of each other. But what made it... Are you wearing red Chucks?
Yes, I am.
Oh, how weird. I've never seen him wear anything outside of his boots before, or work shoes at Best Buy. That's really, really odd. I don't even know you anymore, Joe. Who are you? Like the injury, like Strowman just kept beating the shit out of him, eventually wore him down and got the pin.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, yeah. Jesus. And then it's on the network. It's fine. But what was cool about it is Braun kept attacking him after the fact, and beat the shit out of him with the steel steps, and he was like coughing up blood and stuff. So it was a pretty cool, you know, visual of how fucked up Roman really was. And then after the pay-per-view went off the air, there's a recap show after the pay-per-views usually. So the recap show is following like Roman's getting helped to an ambulance, and he's so the ambulance doors are open. He's got his back to one door and he's kind of leaning into the ambulance. And then you hear Braun from off camera yell, and Roman gets out of the way, and Braun runs through the ambulance door and breaks it off the hinges and like runs into the wall behind the thing. And when he gets back up, Roman, the other door that's still attached to the ambulance, just slams the door on him like 8 times. And that's how the fight went off the air. I was like, well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was the best part of the match, was that part. And it was like after the match. But their TV storyline wise, they're out for injuries for a while, so I don't know where they're going with that.
That's awesome.
But I will say, Monday night Raws are usually hard to watch because 3-hour TV show is rough. Like every
it's long, yeah,
yeah, dude. And every wrestling fan has said this: like Raw should not be 3 hours because there's too many lulls in there. You would think that with 3 hours, everyone would get some shine, but that's not how they do it because all the advertisement and shit that they have to get through.
Okay. It's 3 hours of wrestling in one day.
So there's too many lulls and stuff. That's why SmackDown is usually way funner. And SmackDown's got, I think, the more interesting roster top to bottom. But there was a triple threat match as the main event, Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins versus The Miz, to see who would be the number one contenders for Dean Ambrose's Intercontinental Championship. And that match was fucking amazing. That match would have been the best match in the last two pay-per-views, counting WrestleMania and counting Payback. It was better than anything in the last like few months of programming on TV. The match was phenomenal.
Wow.
So
cool.
So if you got Raw DVR'd, just fast forward to the last match. You don't have to watch the rest of that shit. First match was pretty good, though.
So watch the first match.
And the last match. You don't have to watch none of that shit in between. It's all garbage.
Fair enough. What's like the two last two fights that Aleister Black had?
Yeah.
The first one, literally, bell rings, black
boom,
mass.
Kick, yeah.
He's done. Like 2 seconds.
The other one lasted like a couple minutes.
Yeah. And then just delivers that fucking black mass. You're like, oh, well, that guy's dead. Or he's the greatest actor in the world. I'm pretty sure I saw X's in his eyes.
He's all face. He's seen.
Yeah. Like, I don't... Seen. Like, I know we talked about this before, and, like, there's, like, one company that makes the boots for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they pat him where a human being can run full force into a spinning back kick and take it right in the chin and be okay. But someone makes some black magic boots that...
That's what made the that triple threat match I was talking about so fun, is because, like... Seth Rollins got kicked in the fucking face hard at one point. And you could see, like, it was, like, the grimace was real. Like, he wasn't selling it because it wasn't even, like, towards camera. And you kind of, like, had to watch closely.
Yeah.
And he just kind of, like, rolled over. He's like, fuck. Like, you could hear him say fuck. And he's, like, grabbing his face and it's all red and shit. And there's one point where, like, Miz gets thrown over the top rope, and usually like they'll kind of catch the rope and like they'll fall and tumble and they'll make it look good, like he like missed grabbing the top rope because he got thrown so hard, and he just landed from over the top rope to right on his side, like hard. I was like, oh. And The Miz, I gotta say, like I've never been a fan of The Miz because he came from a reality TV. Actually, he was a contestant on The Real World.
Yeah,
really.
Way back in the day, yeah, before wrestling was even a thing for him. And then after that, because MTV did that Tough Enough series, and so he went on to the Tough Enough thing because he was on The Real World, so he had the end there. He didn't win, but he ended up getting signed shortly thereafter, and they would bring him in to do interviews and stuff like that while they're training him.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he started wrestling, like it wasn't his character. Like, his character was fine or whatever, but I never cared about him. Like, up until very recently, I always thought none of his matches were entertaining at all.
Yeah.
But over the past, like, 6 months, he's been doing some really entertaining stuff. And he's, like, obviously a good wrestler. I just didn't give a fuck. But he's been doing his thing the last few months. Minus the shitty John Cena match at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
But
the proposal match?
Yeah. Before that, he had a nice run with Dolph Ziggler and Dean Ambrose, and now it looks like he's going to go back into a program with Dean Ambrose at Raw. So he's been doing good stuff. He won the triple threat match.
Oh, nice.
By the way.
All right.
Spoilers again.
I'm actually good at spoiling everything.
But due to two interferences that led to his win. So
by his wife?
It's good shit. No.
No?
The wrestlers.
Oh.
I won't spoil that. What's up?
Well, about time.
Yeah.
About motherfucking time. So, yeah. That's wrestling talk. We'll talk more about what we see on Thursday next week.
Yeah.
But to the big news of what comes out Friday, Prey the video game.
Oh, you piece of shit.
Just kidding. It's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume Dos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you watched the first one?
2 days ago.
Of course. Yeah. Probably a year ago.
I'm going to watch it tonight, I think.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Dang, crazy. When are we going to see it?
See what?
When are we going to see Volume 2?
Oh, yeah, shit. I don't know.
You ruined it because you work on fucking Friday.
Yeah.
What time is the wrestling supposed to be done at?
I don't know.
I mean, it starts at 7. It's 2 hours.
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, and then we have to get somewhere to see it.
Well, we might be able to make a midnight showing.
Where's it located?
It's Comerica, where we saw Perfect Circle.
Jesus Christ.
Stop being drunk.
So downtown. So downtown Phoenix. So yeah. We would be close to the IMAX, ish, close ish.
Yeah, but it's probably sold out by now.
You think so?
Yeah, we can probably look, but since they do reserve seating now,
that's true.
So yeah, I'm just wondering because
we can just double check to see if there's anything
good because I really want
to
see. Because
there's a theater right there in.
Oh, we can get to the theater pretty quickly.
Yeah,
it's just
we can even get back if it lets out at 10:30. We can even get back from midnight at the Cinema One. If we want to.
I think it's sold out as well.
Yeah, probably.
So it's just a matter of finding one.
It's probably easy. It's probably best for us to look to see if we can find one.
Yeah.
For the midnight, because I'm sure we'd be able to get to a midnight showing, no issues.
Yeah,
it's finding one that's not sold out or doesn't have the fucking line that we may have to sit through.
Yeah,
because you know, getting to one of those might be a little bit difficult.
All right, so we'll look that up.
Yeah, we will.
I'm on it now, fuckers. Let's talk about the movie.
It looks dope. I really want to see it.
Yeah,
I want to see the scene where little baby Groot is fighting those little alien things. Looks hilarious.
Then offers one up to somebody. Like,
yeah.
I was like, nope. The hell? Yeah, I've been trying to stay away from
spoilers.
Spoilers, but also, like, I haven't read any reviews.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever saw, like, the only thing I saw was IGN said, critics agree Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 doesn't suck. Like, it's the only thing I saw.
It's an interesting headline.
It's IGN. It's,
granted, but still. Why would you go into a movie assuming that's gonna suck?
Because they're critics, and that's what they fucking do.
That's stupid.
Okay, be as good as the first one. What is it, Spider-Man 3?
Could be.
Right? Yeah. What was I going to say? Oh. But yeah, I've been trying to... I haven't watched any clips. Mm-hmm. I've stayed away from interviews. Trying to stay away from as much as possible. Unlike the first one where I just fucking devoured everything.
Oh, yeah.
Knee goddamn deep in that thing. You know, super excited. Like I stopped watching the trailers. Also, no TV spots or anything. I was like, nope, I'm done. I want to see it.
Same here.
Now I did read though. Well, not read. I'd say read. I saw a tweet from James Gunn that said that confirmed something in an interview which I did not read. But I guess there's 6 Stinger scenes.
Really?
Confirmed 6 Stinger scenes.
All throughout the ending the credits.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, well, you're...
All the Midnights are sold out everywhere, according to Fandango, sir.
Including IMAX, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Did you check the big IMAX?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, no. The shit is already ridiculous.
Guess we'll have to see it on Sunday night, then.
Yeah, so about that, I have a work thing.
Boo
That's
you.
That's why I want to know when we're going to see it.
Work thing.
What is it with you and work?
They're taking us to go see the movie.
Oh, so you're seeing it Sunday night?
Yeah.
You asshole.
Whoa. Wasn't huh? by choice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to turn it down.
You could.
I mean.
Hey, I'm going to go see this with friends.
Yeah, I'm seeing with friends. Work friends.
Yeah, work friends. I mean, like, friends without the work.
We were all work friends at one point.
Boom.
At one point.
Yeah, now we're, like, normal friends.
Yeah.
Normal, shitty old friends.
Yeah. That's why I want to know when we're going to see it, because I really want to see it before Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Between schedules
then.
And stuff, it's probably not going to happen as a group.
Then I'm going Friday morning.
All right.
Because I don't work until 1. I want to see it so bad.
Yeah. So do I.
Mike's ruining it for everybody. Where do you go, Mike?
To be fair, we probably could have, you know, bought tickets a while ago.
Oh, I wanted to.
We could have.
But someone doesn't get their schedule for, like, you know, until the week of.
That's weird.
Yeah, they're... pretty shitty about putting it out on time.
Hmm. Pretty shitty.
So, any rumors on what the Stinger scenes are gonna...
One is the reveal of Captain Marvel.
What?
One of them is Infinity War. And it's supposed to... I don't know if it shows how Guardians gets involved and gets back to Earth, but apparently that's a thing. There's another, I don't want to say throwaway scene, but kind of like Howard the Duck was, you know, where it didn't actually mean anything.
Right.
They're not going to give us a Howard the Duck movie. Sons of bitches. And it's supposed to be something with, Nathan Fillion's Wonder Man, character. That's the ones I think I saw, but those were before. So now they're knowing there's 6 of them. Most of those are probably true. And then obviously it's probably like a slight tease to volume 3.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because we already know that shit's happening. With everybody. Oh, so speaking of this. So remember, we weren't talking about it on the show, but when we were hanging out one time, we were talking about Sylvester Stallone's character.
Right.
Right.
So in the official synopsis, and I have to look it up, I'll look it up right now. He's listed as a Nova Corps member.
Interesting.
And I was like, I don't
because
know.
Because he was
what
supposed
to
be,
think.
What, the head of the Reavers?
Ravengers. Yeah.
Ravengers,
the
sorry.
New,
yeah.
The new Ravengers, yeah. So I don't know what to think. I don't know if people are just fucking stupid or I don't know. I can look it up. Probably. I look see if the website is updated. But yeah, it's like in, I think it was an interview or someone listening, like, you know, also starring Sylvester Stallone as... Nova Corps member, blah blah blah, and I was like,
"You're like, that's not what you guys said
no,
before."
I don't think he's a Nova Corps member. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I read before and he's not. I thought it was pretty interesting. And then people keep saying that it's a Tango and Cash reunion, so I better see a scene where Sylvester Stallone's character and Kurt Russell's character are. Together.
Together, yeah, because like, otherwise it's not.
It's not. Because being in the same movie is not a reunion.
No.
Being on screen together is a reunion. So I better see that shit. And then Stinger seemed better to see them, like, old man's Tango and Cash getting back together.
That'd be hilarious.
Because I'll watch that.
Can we just make a Tango and Cash movie?
We can, yes.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Okay.
Tango, Cash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, Cash, Tango.
Okay.
It's the same thing. Because I reversed it.
Yeah.
You guys couldn't see, but I pointed out Mike and Joe and then called them the same characters but reversed it, so it made it think I was reversing it. But I didn't. Fooled you. Mm-hmm. Gabriel, Cash, and... what was Tango's name?
It's been so long.
Is it Peter Tango?
No clue.
Let's buy it on iTunes.
Okay.
We got to practice. Shot-for-shot remake without a budget.
But also called Part 2.
But also called Part 2.
Yes.
Yep.
But it's a prequel.
It's only $15. That's not bad.
Only $15.
I would thought it would have been $9.99, but I guess I'll buy it for $15.
Well, because there's a reunion coming up, they hiked it up $5. Try to get that extra cash flow. You know what I mean? You're welcome.
That's the first movie this month, right?
Yep, that is the first movie of May. Mike, real quick before we go into listing of movies we're going to see here soon, what makes you most excited about this movie other than Sylvester Stallone being in it? Or Kurt Russell being in it?
Well, look at you.
Yeah.
Taking away my easy answer.
Yeah,
dick.
Bitch!
Well, to kind of piggyback on that, I'll get to my answer in a second. But it's also been said that Stallone is going to be part of the Marvel Universe past this movie, which I'm really fucking geeked out about. Mm-hmm. Because if Stallone's part of Marvel movies going forward, like if he just starts dropping in every now and then, it's going to be the best thing ever. And then, like, if you had asked me, like, a year ago, like, hey, are you getting bored with Marvel movies? I would have said, no, not bored, but like the excitement level isn't like where it used to be. Like I'm too far in. Like no matter what the movie looks like now, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But this is pretty cool, taking one of my favorite childhood actors of all time and then plugging them into some movies. Kind of amps up the excitement level. Next up, Schwarzenegger better be in a fucking Marvel movie.
I was just going to ask that.
He better fucking be in a Marvel movie. I don't want him to play something to do with ice. Like, I
don't. No.
Most excited about Volume 2, probably the evolution of the Drax character is probably what I'm most excited about.
Because early from every trailer, he
steals it. Yep,
every time.
Every trailer, there's something in there that he does that kind of, it's him and Baby Groot. Like,
speaking of Drax, did you see the video that Chris Pratt and them released about the props from there? And then gets to his favorite Bautista's prop. Dave Bautista's bicep is his favorite prop.
You can climb on it and he starts jumping on it.
He's like, hey, Dave Bautista, hold this. He's like, he's so good. It's really funny.
The videos, like, there's been a lot of like internet publicity thing that they've been doing. So like the stuff between them two are pretty hilarious. Like they keep going back and forth talking shit.
I also learned that, you know what Dave Bautista's favorite collectible is?
Lunchboxes.
Yeah. How weird is weird boxes. Yeah.
Like, have fun making fun of him.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, where'd he go? Look.
Nope.
Oh no.
I like lunchboxes.
He's a comic
too.
Book nerd too, like from way back. Like he could list off shit. It's like, oh wow, okay.
So happens when certain nerds get, you know, they try to better themselves and get in the gym, realize they're actual legit monsters.
Yeah.
And then that happens and you're like, oh, he looks like a Bond villain. Oh wait.
That's right.
Joseph, what are you most excited about? That's not Sylvester Stallone or Kurt Russell.
He doesn't give a fuck about Stallone. He's like, Kurt Russell, though.
Kurt Russell would be, yeah, exactly.
But you can't use that now.
Exactly that.
Yep.
I can't wait for just the more funny scenes, you know.
More funny scenes.
Just the stuff during the action while shit's going on, and then you have well, you see it in the trailers, the Rocky Raccoon and Groot, you know, trying to go over how to
not blow him up.
And then Groot just goes running away. Mm-hmm. So I just can't wait for more scenes like that.
I am Groot. Yeah. So you? I'm
you, sir?
Me, I'm most excited about Sylvester Stallone and
Kurt Russell.
No. I'm excited. I mean, I'm excited to see how they kind of tie in Ego, Kurt Russell's character, into it. Because both Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone are supposed to stay in the Marvel universe, so they're supposed to be able to be seen more widely. Mm-hmm. And I think with the Avengers movies, Infinity War, and, well, the supposed leaked version name of it, but of the fourth or the next one, but it's supposed to be called Infinity Gauntlet. If you guys didn't see that slight leak, so Infinity War and Infinity Gauntlet will be the title of 4 and 5. but I'm really excited about seeing the grandioseness of this, because with the first one it was pretty big, like you know, the whole Nova Corps thing and being in nowhere and all that stuff. But this one just looks much, much bigger. And the fact we don't have to, we're not doing origins anymore. A little bit, because we have Ego talking about Peter's origin, but for the most part, the team's already a team. And so you get to be the team on top of Yondu's joining, you know, all that stuff. But just like how much bigger it looks, with even that, like, I'm guessing the opening, which is that weird tentacle monster thing, scene, which is huge in Japan. That scene just looks absurdly large.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact that he's using a Tecmo Bowl to track whatever this intergalactic creature thing
is. Which is fucking hilarious.
Hilarious.
Exactly.
Because, you know, Tecmo Bowl be something he had in his
backpack.
Even
that scene has, like, yeah, just the little bits of humor that I want to see more of with the, oh, you got a gun? I thought guns were my thing.
Is it a rifle? You don't know what a rifle is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought rifles were my thing and swords were your thing.
Yeah.
So, but it's cool. We're both doing rifles. It's fine. But, like, the Drax scene in that, too, that we've seen. Like,
yeah.
Where he jumps at it and he's like, die, and it's like, fantastic. Like,
she told your deepest, darkest secret.
Me next.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So hilarious. Yeah, no, like, I agree with Michael for sure, though. Drax seems to be, because he ate a lot of the scenery up when he was in the first one with his, like, nonsense, like, you know, not knowing.
Nothing goes over my head, and you're just like, okay.
You're like, no, like, that's not what that means.
I did see a little clip.
Nope, don't want to hear about it.
All right.
Just go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I'll
pay attention to you.
Of the team flying away from an attack.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, why are they chasing us? And Drax goes, probably because Rocket stole a bunch of their stuff. And then Rocket looks back. He's like, dude. And he goes, oh, sorry. Rocket didn't do anything. I have no idea why they're chasing us.
See? Perfectly. Another great Drax line.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Bautista. Why do you keep doing shitty movies outside Guardians?
You're going to get better.
Have you seen that new one he's in?
No.
That like was direct to DVD, I think. Or VHS, I don't know how they do
it. He's doing the route that you gotta take.
Apparently.
You're a pro wrestler and people don't want you in your movies.
I mean, but he's proved himself. You know.
People don't want wrestlers in their movies, dude. So
tell that to The Rock.
It took him a while.
Yeah.
And he had to completely like go away and like
no sex tape later either. No, he just showed back up. He plays like this warrior like king. Where this kid gets pulled into a video game world, but it's real world. I don't know. It's really bizarre.
What's the name of it?
Yes.
Oh, Surfing Ninjas.
Oh my God!
Surf
Ninjas 2. I would watch that for sure. If Dave Bautista played the Leslie Nielsen role.
Yeah.
I know about that movie.
He's gonna be a big star outside of Marvel movies. It's weird because you have to, like, you see this evolution. And then what also sucks is you'll see some of these, like, straight-to-DVD movies. A lot of them probably got made a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they just sat on them until
Oh, he's Guardians in Guardians, and stuff, so we'll release it.
Things
yeah.
like that. But he's, I mean, it's the route.
Yeah.
In a couple years, he's going to have a role outside of a Marvel movie that's going to garner a whole lot of attention, and people are going to realize, oh, yeah, this dude could be good.
It's called The Warrior's Gate.
The Warrior's Gate. But yeah, facets. To your point, I mean, look at some of The Rock's first movies, The Scorpion King, you know?
Which I'm hoping they do a cameo in the new Mummy movie. I'm just kidding, I don't
no.
wish that at all.
You know.
I saw that, I can't remember what I was watching. I think it was Mike Mojo was doing upcoming movies or something. And they showed, like, they mentioned, like, oh, well, if we're going to get a cameo by The Rock as, you know, Scorpion King, and they showed that terrible fucking CG'd face with
from the Mummy 2.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, just bury that shit. Mummy 2 was bad enough, but, like, that made it worse.
Yeah.
Worse. And speaking of what, Dave Bautista did a Scorpion King
movie. Yeah, Scorpion 4 or something yeah. like that.
Oh, that's right, he did. That was a direct DVD one as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he is in Blade Runner 2049.
See, that could be his breakout.
Who's he play? Play like sci-fi. A musclehead robot.
It does not have a list of character listed here.
Still, that's what I was thinking. You're one of the replicants.
But I mean, like, he was in a Bond movie, so, like, that's pretty big deal. And he did good, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't like he was, I don't know. He's doing his thing. He'll get there eventually.
Bam. That was all. I was looking at something else. I got distracted by wrestling again. I closed my window. Son of a bitch.
Good job, Cody.
I don't know how to work computers.
Apparently not.
Shut up. Sorry.
Stupid head.
Bum, 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 bum. All right. Let's break down some shit real quick at the end of this here episode. This month, every week,
ish.
Has at least one. No, this month for sure does.
But are we really going to go see King Arthur?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fair a Guy Ritchie movie. Of course I am.
That's true.
Doesn't look good, though.
Shut your fucking mouth. It doesn't look good.
Doesn't look
good. The last trailer makes me feel a little better about it, but for the most part, it's going to be a travesty.
To be fair, we did go see Robin Hood, the one with, Hood, the one with Russell Crowe.
Hood? No, it's called Robin Hood.
Was it called Robin Hood? Yeah. I couldn't remember.
You're thinking of Hook.
No, I was.
You're thinking of Boys in the Hood.
There you go.
Yeah. you know. No, I mean, I'll see it because it's a Guy Ritchie movie.
But that's the next one coming up, right?
So Guardians is Friday. King Arthur Legend of the Sword is the following week. Also that week, if you want to, you know, stretch your laugh muscles, Snatched comes out. The one with Goldie Hawn and Amy Schumer. Looks terrible.
Why would you want to do that?
Because people love Amy Schumer.
I would rather have people try and go find Absolute something.
Absolute anything?
Absolute anything.
Absolutely anything.
Absolutely anything. It was a UK movie that was released in 2015 only. UK only movie that was released in 2015. One of Robin Williams' last movies that he did, and it's finally getting a release, quote-unquote release in America. May 12th is what it says, but I can't find any theaters, at least in our neck of the woods. Or desert, I should say. that's actually playing it. It looks fucking hilarious, but you know, I want to see it. I just don't know where. iTunes doesn't even have it, which is bullshit.
Yeah,
but that one is Simon Pegg main character, the still alive. Cast of Monty Python group is doing voices. Robin Williams does the voice of Simon Pegg's dog.
Dennis.
Who was the girl?
Kate Beckinsale. Downstairs neighbor.
And there's other... Just go look it up on YouTube. There's a shit ton of other people in this movie. And to me, it looks hilarious.
Rob Riggle is in it. He plays a guy that was wearing some kind of Army or Navy outfit with medals and stuff on it, which probably isn't real.
Yeah. Goldie Hawn hasn't done a movie since 2002.
You know why, right?
Oh.
It's not very good.
Goldie Hawn?
Yeah.
She's in some dope shit.
Yeah, has been. As in, like, she is a has been.
God damn.
Savage.
Anyway.
It's fucking brutal.
So.
Week three.
It's a lot
better
19th.
Than some actresses getting work right now.
Wow, you're getting super angry for no reason about this.
Nah.
Because really she's married to your
Overboard.
Fucking man crush.
Her daughter's pretty hot.
Is that, which one's that one?
Jennifer.
No, you're thinking of someone else. Goldie Hawn's daughter is, what's her face?
Yeah, the actress. I just can't think of her name.
She's from that one movie with the stuff. She was in Almost Famous. Kate Hudson. You're thinking of...
I was going to say Jennifer Hudson, but I knew it was Hudson.
Yeah.
Kate Hudson, yeah.
The one Jennifer one you're thinking of is what's her face's daughter who was in 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I meant Kate Hudson.
Oh, okay. Well, you
she's
were,
hot.
You were, yeah, no, she, I would let her see it for sure.
I let Goldie Hawn see it, too.
Yeah,
care.
Well.
I don't incur.
You didn't care about all the plastic surgery that went wrong?
Nope.
Mike's like, romance these stones.
Damn. Wasn't in that. But...
Wasn't a Goldie Hawn movie?
No.
No?
That was a Cybill Shepherd movie.
Okay.
And
I'm just making things up that she could
yeah.
be in. I have no clue.
Yeah, no.
Obviously,
I mean, you could have said... You could have said, like, Overboard.
Well, I said Overboard earlier. Nobody was paying attention.
It's usually the thing.
Yeah.
Bird on a Wire?
Yes, you could say Bird on a Wire.
Death Becomes Her?
Death Becomes Her is fantastic. Bruce Willis is in that.
That's true. That is a good movie of his.
It's a weird non-Bruce Willis role, too.
Well, it's an early Bruce Willis. That's like a key early Bruce Willis movie. It's not even
when
an early Bruce
comedy.
Willis movie.
Yeah.
But, like... You imagine him doing that, like, he wouldn't do that now.
No, because like, it's not a direct DVD movie.
Because
that's all that motherfucker does now. I want a paycheck, bitches. Give me money, I'm Bruce Willis. I'll shoot at things.
Looper was good.
Looper was dope.
Yeah?
But he almost didn't do Looper.
What's the last good Bruce Willis movie? Let's see.
Looper?
Yeah,
actually, it might be the last one.
Well, he was in Split, wasn't he?
As a cameo, yeah.
Are they making that sequel? I heard they're making that sequel.
Glass.
Are they, it's going to be
it's a sequel
Unbreakable or Split?
Yes.
Ah. It's yeah. Fucking M. Night Shyamalan.
So
make me watch one
M.
of
M. Night Shyamalan
movies.
Threw a twist in his own sequel. It's two sequels in one.
Okay.
So if you don't know, Split, his newest movie, has rave reviews where the guy has multiple personalities.
Yeah, I know that.
The end of it, it's revealed that it's actually a... It's in the same universe as Unbreakable.
Okay.
And Bruce Willis makes a cameo in it. And it was just announced that there are official plans to make a sequel to both Unbreakable and Split called Glass. If you don't remember why it's called
Mr.
Glass. So what they're saying is it's a superhero movie, just like Unbreakable technically was. And the villains are... the guy from Split and Glass. So Glass makes like a... Again, rumors are, makes a Brotherhood of Mutants type, you know, Legion of Doom type setup. And there's all these mundane villains that have villainy issues or whatever. You know, like Split has terrible personalities, and one of them apparently is a guy who transforms his body to eat women, I guess. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I don't know. That's what I was told.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then, of course, Glass, who's the mastermind of the whole thing, who has no real
powers.
He just wants to see a real life superhero, so he does terrible things to try to find
right
to make him do those things.
So is Split a like in the timeline? It takes place after,
during
Unbreakable.
Yeah, well, slightly after Unbreakable, but
slightly
in the same
after.
Yeah. So it basically goes Unbreakable, Split, but Split is.
But I'm just saying, by the end of Split,
Unbreakable is already a thing.
Unbreakable is already a thing. Okay, so
yeah.
Bruce Willis knows that he has these powers and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, and then Glass will come out, and I don't know what the fuck's going to happen there.
Gotcha.
Be
interesting.
Mike, did you find it?
Split.
Did you find the last good Bruce Willis movie? You stopped looking, didn't you? He's not even paying attention to us.
It was Looper.
Was Looper?
And that
was
2012.
Wow, that was...
5 years ago.
God damn.
The rest is all direct to DVD or shitty sequels.
Best one before that was Red in 2010.
Because Red 2 was terrible.
Yeah.
I never saw it, so yeah.
I love Cop Out. That was 2010.
Yeah, I like Cop Out.
That was a good year.
And then, what year was that?
2010.
Oh, I think he said 2002. I was like, fuck you, it wasn't.
I almost thought he said 2002 as well.
Yeah, I was like, holy shit. So following week after King Arthur is a little movie that Joe might be excited for. Alien Covenant.
Not very excited. Okay. Extremely excited.
Rock hard excited, if you know what I mean. Exactly. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, boner. And then Mike's favorite movie of 2017, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Long Haul. Just kidding. I made that joke earlier about a different one. Yeah. So then 6 short days after Alien Covenant comes out, will be Baywatch, yet another R-rated movie to be excited about. Because if you're not counting, that's 2 in a row. It'll be R-rated. First, we have Alien Covenant, which is a super hard R.
Hard R.
Yeah, it is.
And then you have Baywatch on the 25th, which is Thursday, because apparently they didn't want to go against the juggernaut that most likely will be Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man Tell No Tales, which is the 5th and not final Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
It was just speculated that, yeah, I know. After it's reading fine. More about it again, it was just speculated because the trailer says that this is like the beginning of the end or something like that.
Yeah. Beginning of the final adventure or whatever.
Or something like that, yeah.
So, yeah, that's May for you. May be a good month.
Damn.
For at least half the month, it'll be good.
Well, there's going to be two fucking...
Exactly. I'm like, going to love Alien Covenant. They can't, and
they're gonna not going to be Guardians. Bad. There's no way these movies can be bad.
No.
But there is a lot
a chance they might not be as good as we're hoping them to be. But they're not going to be bad.
Yeah. Speaking of bad and people who should shut their mouths on stuff. So,
you?
No. Angel? None of you guys.
No?
Taj isn't here, so I can't point at him. So I was reading a thing about Alien Covenant. And like, because there's
did someone leave it a dumb Yelp review?
No, not yet. Yeah. So Alien Covenant, I'm not sure.
The parking
sure.
wasn't great.
The parking was kind of fit, like bad. There was no bugs.
-1 star.
Yep, -1 star for all the violence.
Oh, you piece of shit! I hope he listens to this podcast and he knows.
Oh no, because he'll probably review us.
Yeah, Terminal 4 at the airport was a 5-star. Fuck your face, buddy.
Right.
If you ever reviewed a terminal at the airport on Yelp. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself in traffic.
Yeah, you dirty fuck.
Dangerous. So speaking of Alien Covenant, I watched something talking about it, and the guy who's giving the little breakdown of it said this movie introduces a new alien type of alien called in this particular movie in Covenant. Because as everyone knows, there's the Xenomorph.
Yes, that's the classic one.
That's the classic one. It's the one you always see. If you don't know, it's the one that is gestated out of a human being. That's why it has a humanoid face.
Mm-hmm.
He said that the new one, which I sent a picture of to these fine gentlemen not too long ago, he said it's an all-new alien.
It is.
It is, except for not for this movie. Because it's the alien that came from...
The end of Prometheus. Because this one is gestated out of the engineers. They do have a separate name for it. I can't remember what it was.
I sent it to you. I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something morph. It's like, I think it's Xenomorph. Is there a Xenomorph? Then it's a Nanomorph or something like that? What I call
Neomorph,
it?
Neomorph, I think.
Neomorph. That's what it was. Yeah, Neomorph.
Yeah.
There was an N in there somewhere. But it's technically the one that's gestated out of the engineers. Or the space jockeys, as most people refer to them. We don't actually have a full name for them yet. And that made me mad.
Why?
Just because
he didn't pay attention to the fact that...
People just want to forget Prometheus happens.
And I don't understand that. Dope. The movie was good. I don't understand why people didn't like it.
Because it's a space movie. It's sci-fi, and people tend to shit on them all the time. Hence the reason people thought Guardians is going to be shitty, the second one. Like, the first one was a fluke. The second one's going to be shitty. Like, what the fuck's wrong with you people?
They don't give things a chance. I mean,
no, of course they don't.
They saw a talking tree and raccoon. They're like, well, that can't work.
And then it fucking worked.
It fucking works.
It's going to fucking work again and again.
Have you seen many of the trailers for Alien Covenant? I've been trying to find this particular one that I read about in a comment. So they released a, in leading up to the Alien Covenant, they've been releasing those little interviews with the crew.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like in story crew.
Yeah, basically it's it's like videos for Home or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was another one that they were doing that actually stars Michael Fassbender and what's her name from the original movie.
Yeah, so it's the beginning of the movie.
That's the beginning of the movie itself. Okay. Because I watched that and it shows them arriving at one of the
prologue.
Yeah, something like that. It shows them arriving at one of the engineer's planets or home planet. It's not really specifically said, I think.
Yeah, and it's got David's head.
Yeah, and she's putting it back onto a new body.
Yep.
But it's the scene where they dock, and you see all of those, what we know as engineers, whatever the actual race name is, we don't know yet, coming together, and then he says something, and then the trailer part just pretty much ends. Well, throughout the comments, people were talking about how like there's an explosion that occurs somewhere, and Michael Fassbender's character makes a reference to something else, and I've been trying to find this trailer everywhere, and I can't. I don't know if people are just bullshitting stuff or what.
I can pull it up when we're done.
Yeah.
It's on YouTube. It's if Fox officially released
it. Well, that's what I watched I watched that trailer was on YouTube, but I couldn't, and that's where all those comments were saying, and I just couldn't fucking find anything else. So I was wondering if you'd seen it.
I've seen the one you're talking about, but I don't remember seeing an explosion of any
sort. It's not in that trailer.
Oh, I have not seen anything else.
No.
Unlike Guardians, I've been trying to eat up all the stuff for Covenant I possibly can.
Yeah. Which leads us into the next little information that we found out about Aliens. I was disappointed to hear this, that Neil Blomkamp's Alien movie is not happening right now.
Ever.
Well, it does say that Fox, you know, they had preliminary scripts and stuff done. Fox took a look at them and said, no, we just want to do the Ridley Scott stuff, so the Prometheus stuff. It's been shelved. There's always the possibility that it could come back, but the way it looks now is no, that we're not getting the Neil Blomkamp Alien movie.
According to Ridley Scott.
So disappointing to me.
Who said, and I quote, "It will not happen." It makes me think it's less shelved.
And then I think after he said that, he said something like, "Ain't nobody else gonna steal my shine, motherfuckers."
Oh, he said that.
And I was all like, "Well, that's
because he was originally set to produce."
Yeah, and then he was all like, "No,
no, this is too good.
It's too good. I'm making my prequel stuff. Can't have sequels, dick. I mean, like, keep making your prequel stuff because I want to see that too. But I also want to see the sequels. So,
yeah,
dick.
Do a pre-sequel.
Yeah,
which is what Covenant is supposed to be.
Yeah,
but timelines don't really match up still, so I don't know how it's gonna happen, but." We'll see, motherfuckers. Yeah.
When this one first got announced, I thought it was the story of the first, from the first Alien, the group of people that all got killed.
You mean aliens?
Alien.
Like the Hadley's. No, Hadley's Hope was the second one. I forgot the name of the little town. Which you're talking about that? Yeah.
When I first heard about this, I was like, "Oh, it's gonna be that," and it wasn't. I was like, "Oh well." Still cool.
Yeah.
How many more movies until we get to Alien?
Well, he has
two more, I think.
Well, he has two more in this, or one more with this.
Yeah, this one is coming out.
And he has five more planned movies after that.
So he's doing...
He has six more planned.
And they're all going to take place before Alien takes place?
I don't know. So originally it was Covenant, one more. That one more links directly into Alien. And then the other three after that will be one that's a Ripley movie that has Sigourney Weaver in it.
Oh, really?
And then the other three will be after
that was one. The thing. The Neil Blomkamp one was supposed to be one with with Sigourney Weaver in it as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, if you take away part three, you could have a dope-ass fucking...
Well, because Ridley believes that one and two are the only ones that actually are in.
Yeah, yeah, in his universe, he's getting rid of the last couple of them.
So three, Resurrection, and AVPs are gone.
Yes. So happy about that.
Yeah, so that's Ridley Scott's theory on things, at least. That is.
You can bring back John Connor?
Well, I was going to say, as a side note, how awesome would it be if he just allowed one of the movies to be done by James Cameron, like one of the more action movies?
Well, he has to do one that's a scary one and then let him do an action one after.
Exactly,
to
yeah.
keep the formula alive. But that's not going to happen because James Cameron's going to be tied up for the next, like, 47 years making goddamn Avatar movies.
I meant to send you guys the video. Did you see the ride opened in, was it Disneyland?
I haven't seen any videos on it, but I read that it was open.
Dude, the animatronics in that are fucking phenomenal.
I don't like it. I don't want to go to a place that looks too real and I know it's fake. It's going to creep me out.
Yeah. We'll look it up after this, and because there were a couple of videos. One of them just shows the main animatronic that I'm talking about at the end of the ride, but another one shows more of the ride where you get more of the sense of it's like a Jungle Cruise. You know, it's not so much of an action ride as it is one of those ones where you're just floating down a river. Type of thing.
Weird.
And what were we talking about? I lost it. I thought we were talking about
new Avatar place.
Oh, the Avatar land. Well, in Disney World.
Disney World.
Right? Yeah. Disney World. The Land of Pandora, whatever it is.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, it's super creepy. Like, the plants glow like they do.
Yeah, well, the plants glow. Towards the beginning, for the most part, it looked like you had more just like that... you know, where they project images onto, like, the plants themselves. So you see, like, the silhouettes of the animals on the plants. But then you have, like, you can see distance shots where they're showing some of the Pandorians. What were the name of the species?
Navis?
Navis. Yeah. You know, and the animals, like that weird panther-looking, you know, jungle cat thing.
Weird, dragon things that you got to rape with your tail.
They didn't show that. But I'm sure it's in there.
Rape, sir. It's control. It's
consensual.
Control? That also makes it sound like rape.
Yeah. But it's just...
All I'm saying just is for a James Cameron just movie, that had a lot of rape in it.
No, it had a lot of cross-species sex.
Yes.
Because that same hair tentacle thing you use to communicate with the animal you're controlling.
Raping?
The horse thingies as well as the flying thingies. It's also the one you get really freaky geeky with Gamora. Yeah. So, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But like I was saying, right there at the end of the ride, you have one of the Na'vi elders singing some sort of a song about Yahweh? Whatever the spirit of the world was.
Yeah.
And it's really super awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You guys give a fuck about a Avatar sequel?
I want to see it.
I don't want to see it, but dude, it's been fucking forever. It just seems like way too long we've been waiting for fucking sequels. It better be like greatest thing ever to happen to film again. Because like, it just, you're taking this long to make it. It just needs to be like the greatest thing. Like, movies need to stop being made because of it at this point.
It needs to evolve the technology like the first one did. Like, you can understand the first one took so long to make because he was literally like, I'm inventing doing 3D shit.
Like, he's Star Wars it up, where he's inventing things to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like, he changed how mocap was done, like all those different things just for this. He needs to do that again. Like, I don't know if he needs to actually create real Na'vi or like find a real planet. But
in a twist, the reason this one's taken so long is trying to find people that could do claymation on a large scale. The whole movie, claymation. That's why it's taken so long.
That would be why it's taking so long. Yeah, exactly.
A lot of claymation.
Well, he's missing the boat because people who make like the made Corline and Kobo in the last the two strings. Them dudes are like, have you watched the special features of Kobo?
No.
They watched, oh yeah. Like, yeah. At the end of the movie, you see them do the animatronic of the skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watch the special, dude, it's fucking nuts, bruh.
Like, dude, how many crazy. Different just like heads that they use
like,
for those?
To keep track, like the little movements of the mouths and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, Tim Burton ain't got nothing on these motherfuckers.
Yeah,
nope. Yeah, that's pretty nuts. God damn it.
What?
Lisa's fucking destroying me right now.
Yeah, she is. I don't know who that is.
Me either.
Someone was trying to get an extra ticket for the show tonight for Mike.
Well, that wraps it up.
Yeah,
I guess that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. Just to remind you, we are
Joe,
Mike,
I am Cody, and as usual, you fuckers just came naturally. Let's go get some food.
Yeah,
yeah, motherfucker.